Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great first weekend in August.
Oh, yeah.
The countdown continues as we move through summer. Folks, just with each passing day, a little bit closer to that cool, refreshing, great Texas fall.
Yeah, and also closer to another birthday for me. I mean, it's February, but it's getting there real quick.
I was at a restaurant one time, and there was a gentleman eating who proudly proclaimed that today I'm 91.
Ooh.
Yesterday I was 90. Tomorrow I'm working on 92.
There you go.
So that's kind of where each of us are as we pass on to our next birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got a great guest, good friend with us, Murray Choate, who is one of those really, really smart guys.
Yes, he is.
The inventor of slow glow hunting lights. And you've heard Murray on the show in the past. You read about their great product for hunting hogs at night, exotics at night, mm-hmm. in Texas Outdoors Journal. But with all smart inventors, he doesn't rest on his laurels. And he's got some new innovations that he's going to be telling us about that makes that product even more efficient and even better. So be catching up on that. Giving you a little update on my return about 3,500 miles to the north.
Yeah.
Nonacho Lakes in Canada's Northwest Territories. Plus, we've got some news and, of course, the outdoor report. And we'll find out if Harold has been on or off the road. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And I tell you what, I've been on some phenomenal trips in the past. I believe this one takes the cake. Wild, remote, rugged, Nonacho Lakes, three buddies of mine that I told about it. And I flew from Houston to Calgary, Calgary to Edmonton, Edmonton to Yellowknife, in Northwest Territories. And Harold, for Texans to hear that a province is over twice the size of Texas, we don't hear that often.
No, we don't.
I know. But great people up there. We spent the night, then caught a twin-engine otter.
The Havilland Otter.
Yeah.
War horse, man.
Absolutely phenomenal. My first time to ever be on a float plane. There is no landing or takeoff on land that is anywhere near as smooth as on the water. But it was...
If the water is smooth.
It was full of Canadians heading up. There was about 11 of us on board.
Hey, everybody hard of hearing? Hey.
Earplugs and life vests. You know, everybody's... totally equipped.
There you go.
We land in this little cove of an island where Miles Carter has relaunched a fishing operation that his dad, Merlin Carter, started back in the 50s. And Merlin was, commercial pilot and tourism pioneer for the area.
Mm-hmm.
An airport has been named in his honor there in Hay River, and books have been written about him. Just absolutely phenomenal. You know, I love the high country, but this area, the lake is about, it's the eighth largest lake in Northwest Territory, about the size of Toledo Bend, say, all right? But there's no other outfitter within 100 square miles, so you are totally on your own.
So here's the burning question, though, because we had him on the show before.
Yeah.
Right. Did you see any muskox?
I did.
All right.
I got photos and bald eagle. And what was interesting, some of the trout that we caught, these are lake trout, folks. And it takes 10 years because the growing season is so short.
Mm-hmm.
Ice comes off end of May, early June, and then it starts to freeze back over in mid-September.
Okay.
10 years to reach 1 pound.
Good grief.
And then after that, it's about a half to three quarter a pound gain, for the rest of its life. Yeah. We caught fish to 35 pounds.
Jesus.
You do the math on
How
it.
How old?
Over 70 years of age.
My goodness.
Now, I enjoy eating. I caught the eating size.
Yeah,
my
buddies kept your weight up.
I caught the eating size that were the 6 to 10 pound.
Wow,
very very good. Caught northern pike. We hooked up to 15 pounds, and remote cabins are very very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They build everything. They fly everything in instead of bringing, say, hamburger buns in.
Right.
They bring flour in, and you make your own homemade. Yeah, they make their own homemade hamburger buns, cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Can't speak highly enough, and there's really three seasons during the 3 months that they're open. Fish had gone deep. We're trolling kind of a drop shot rig in 70 to 80 feet of water.
Wow.
And fish are right on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
These are glacial lakes. They're up shallow in June.
Mm-hmm.
And then in August, you can go back and see the northern lights and more wildlife. Drinking water?
Yeah.
I had a Sawyer water purification just in case and figure they had a water filtration. No.
Ah.
Right out of the lake.
There you go.
In the middle of the lake, just dip a cup up. I mean, very, very good. Phenomenal food. Miles and his wife, Linda, just tremendous, tremendous people. Had a couple of staff members, Michelle and Ken. Ken's phenomenal craftsman, phenomenal carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally, while we were there, Ken tore down and rebuilt the dock that the float plane came into.
Okay.
And we were the first ones to walk on the dock to board a plane and, depart.
How cool.
But very, very cool and lots of wildlife.
Well, we've had them on the show. Do they have a website?
NoNacho.com.
Okay.
And it sounds – No Nacho does not mean no Mexican food. It just means big water in Aboriginal language.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, that's I knew you were looking forward to it, so that's grand. Well, I mean, we're talking about, our week at camp. I had a really exciting trip this past weekend, too, that I've been working on for really quite a while. So, getting schedules together, as you know, with your friends doing this particular trip.
Right.
But as you know, I am a Mason and proud of it. But some of my Masonic brothers, I had seen something years ago. A friend of mine is executive GM, now retired. The world's largest Masonic temple is the Detroit Masonic Temple.
Hmm.
And of course, I'm telling my friends now, you know, going to come back and tell people you had a great time. They're going to say, where are you going to say Detroit? You're going to get this look on their face. But it is an amazing building, built in the 20s. It was Henry Ford's Lodge, among others. 16 stories high, over 1,000 rooms. Unbelievable. And we had a really wonderful tour. And Phil Carlisle, who has now retired from GM, Phil and his wife joined us for the tour. And just had an absolutely grand time. And then the next day, we went out to my favorite spot, the Henry Ford Museum, which I've talked about many, many times.
Right.
And happened to hit it when they were having a maker's fair. So there's people, you know, glass blowing and woodworking and stuff going on out on the grounds. But then inside, they just opened up their big Star Trek exhibit. And they were also, the makers were doing also things all related to Star Trek and Star Wars. So all these kids in costumes and stuff. An amazing tour of that place, and then met up with a dear friend of mine who is the historian emeritus of Ford Motor Company, Bob Krepke, and he took us to the Highland Park plant, which has been shut down forever, but public can't go in. It was just this great, mysterious, huge, empty building, but very interesting. So it was just a great trip. We just had an absolutely grand time. So we all made it back safely, you and I, so that's good.
Outstanding. Well, seeing how you and I taking up time talking about our trips.
Well,
we need to go right to the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard.
Just remember, go fishing and go to the Henry Ford in Detroit, okay?
Here we go. Or no Nacho Lake.
That's right. Yeah, and this is our favorite division, by the way, the Star Kids Scholarship Division. These kids 6 to 10 are vying for $50,000 college scholarships each. Okay, new flounder leader, 5-pound, 11-ouncer from Kane Todd, who's 10. Sheepshead, 8-pound, 3-ounce, is still the leader. Jace Ponder, who is 9. Gaff Top, still the leader. Avery Carlin, he's 7 years old. His Gaff Top is 6 pounds, 6 ounces.
In the Academy Sports and Outdoors Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship up for grabs. No changes. A reminder, Buck Warren is our Upper Coast leader, 7 pounds even. Reed Dusick is the mid-coast leader, 7 pounds, 5 ounce. And Samuel Corrales, I guess it is, lower coast leader at 9 pounds, 15 ounces.
Well, if he wins, he won't be mad at you for messing up his name.
Okay.
Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, flounder leader, 6 pound, 9 ounce, Tanner White, age 12. Sheepshead, still the same leader, 10 pound, 11 ounce, Hudson Richard, who's 14. Gaff Top, again, holding on, 6 pound, 11 ounce, Jake Carlin, who is 14.
In the adult speckled trout division, 8 pound minimum, the only entry in the Upper Coast,
yeah.
James Malone, 8 pounds, 3 ounces. Michael Roghair, continuous lead, mid-coast, 8 pounds, 15 ounce, and Jesse Cantu, lower coast leader, at 9 pounds even.
Kingfish, good size, still holding up, a 66-pound, 8-ouncer from John Bullock. Dorado, the leader, is 33 pounds even, Walker Rhodes. And Ling, 73-pound, 12-ounce whopper from Braden Sharon.
In the adult flounder division, Daniel King leads, 5 pounds, 14 ounce. Lawrence Richard caught an 11-pound, 14-ounce sheepshead to lead that division, and Michael Fesco is our gaff top leader at 7 pounds, 15 ounces.
Okay, the redfish division, that's the tag redfish. When you get one of those, if you're registered, if you pass the polygraph, you will win a $150,000 plus package of a new Ford F-150 boat motor trailer. And right now we have 3 winners. One is pending. Is he still pending?
Nope. Max Smith is now certified as the 4th winner.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There's still one out there. But remember, it is where you catch him. We had the guy on the show that was the first one to catch this year.
Yeah.
Who had caught one a year ago.
Absolutely.
He hadn't entered. Yeah. Goes back to the same spot, catches another one to the day, and wins. So they're out there, friends, and there's still one to go. Plus, there's boat packages, so there's 5 more of those.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 42 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Celebrating 30 years of winners, the 30th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask Troy and Ashton Summerall.
My son won a $50,000 scholarship.
And my dad won a boat.
Thanks, CCA.
Or Hunter Reed.
It's not every day you win a Polaris Ranger. Thank you, CCA.
Or Shane Huff.
CCA, you made me who I am today, a winner.
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, Hoff Power Polaris, Mustang Cat, Costa Sunglasses, and Shiner Bock. Sign up at startournament.org. Local bait camps and marinas. Information also available at participating Texas Ford Dealers. Who wouldn't want to drive off with a new truck and boat combo? Sign up today at startournament.org.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas, the complete package. Come one, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie afield creates lifetime memories from days of shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff will take care of every need, and their professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. The summer schedule is rapidly waning. You need to give them a call. Also, the fall hunting cast and blast is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal. For booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000. And just a little side note, I mentioned the three buddies that went with me.
Right.
One of them was Mike Sutton, the owner of Getaway.
Very cool.
And his son, Thomas, and then David Walstad. That's pretty good recommendation when you've got one of the premier lodges going all the way north to Nenacho Lake.
Very cool. I need to throw in a sad note. I forgot it in the first part of the show because we were so tied up about our trips. I lost a good friend a couple of weeks ago, unexpected to me because I talked to him 3 days earlier, Steve Fiestad, publisher of Blue Book, passed away. Steve had been fighting cancer. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
And lost the battle, and quite a guy. Quite a career, and loss of a good friend of the industry. Anyhow, on a good note, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is the first of three best days for the week. This Sunday and Monday are rated as fair. Tuesday continues a good rating, while Wednesday and Thursday are two more best days. Friday slips to fair, with next Saturday plunging to poor. Next Sunday is another fair day. This weekend on Saturday, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours about sunset. This Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, a major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day. Look for game to be active from well before sunrise until mid to late morning. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust. So, look for game to be actively feeding from early to mid-morning and remain active until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Wednesday, August the 7th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, as well as Monday and Tuesday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Friday through next Sunday, we'll have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day.
All right, on the coast over Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana, the fresh water from the heavy rains a couple of weeks ago really has not adversely impacted fishing. Good reports of trout under birds as well as slicks. Redfish are along the around the weirs. On north portion of Sabine Lake, redfish are good in the marsh on soft plastics and frogs, while trout have been working under slicks or creating slicks and being caught on plastics and topwaters. Behind out in the surf at Bolivar Peninsula, trout have been good in the surf on croaker and topwater. Trinity Bay is cleaned up. Trout are good for drifters working pods of shad and mullet on soft plastics and live shrimp under a popping cork. Freeport, bull redfish are good on live bait and crabs on the surfside beach. Rockport, redfish are good on mullet on Estes Flats and around Mud Island. Out of Port A, yes, offshore, folks. Good fishing for amberjack, kingfish, tuna, and dolphin. Baffin Bay, trout have been good on topwaters and plum plastics around rocks and grass. Trout have also been good at rocky slough on topwaters and soft plastics. Port Mansfield, trout have been good on the ledges of the channel fishing soft plastics. And finally, Port Isabel, redfish have been good at gas well flats on gulps under a popping cork.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Caddo. Black bass are good on Texas rig craws, weightless cinchos, and hollow body frogs. Conroe, catfish are good on chicken livers and shrimp. Livingston, black bass are good on tequila sunrise, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. Crappie are very good on minnows in 12 to 22 feet of water. Monticello, crappie are good on minnows. Sam Rayburn, crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs over brush piles. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on watermelon and spinnerbaits and crankbaits. Athens, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, hollow body frogs, and weightless cinchos. Belton, black bass are good on purple, black, soft, plastic crawdads on the bottom. Channel and blue cats are good on summer sausage, stink bait, and frozen shad. Fayette, black bass are good on perch-colored rattle traps and small crankbaits early. Palestine, black bass are good on shaky head worms, Texas rig craws, weightless flukes, hybrid stripers are good on minnows. Somerville, black bass are good on June bug spinnerbaits and crankbaits. White bass are good on hellbenders and pet spoons. Stillhouse, black bass are good on chartreuse and green pumpkin soft plastics and crankbaits. Channel and blue cats are good on shrimp and liver. Tawakoni, hybrid bass are good on slabs. Texoma, black bass are good on Texas rig creature baits, shaky head worms, and shallow crankbaits. Striped bass are good on slabs. Whitney, black bass are good on watermelon, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits. White bass are good on minnows and little fishies. Crappie are good on minnows. Catfish are good on shrimp, stinkbait, and nightcrawlers.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, Amistad Reservoir, bass are good on topwaters, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and swimbaits. To our power plant lakes, Brawny, redfish are very good on perch, tilapia, shad, and silver spoons. Coletta Creek, channel, and blue catfish are good on live perch and cut bait in 8 to 10 feet of water. Choke Canyon Reservoir, bass are good on blue-black crankbait, spinnerbaits, and topwaters. Falcon, bass are very good on watermelon, chartreuse jigs, and crankbaits. Channel and blue catfish are excellent on cut bait, shrimp, and shad. Brownwood, bass are good on watermelon and red bug crankbaits, rattle traps, and spinnerbaits. Fished over grass flats, crappie are good on minnows and green tube jigs. Allen Henry, bass are good on small TRDs and 10-inch power worms. And O.H. Ivy, bass are good on Bandit 200s, Texas rig, and jigs.
Heading to the Hill Country, Buchanan, black bass are good on chartreuse topwaters, Texas rig pumpkin seed worms, and watermelon flukes along secondary points in 10 to 18 feet of water. Channel cats are good on live bait and shrimp. Canyon, smallmouth bass are good on root beer soft plastics and watermelon topwaters along ledges in 5 to 15 feet. Crappie are good on minnows over brush piles in 8 to 12 feet. Travis, black bass are good on watermelon soft plastic worms, white grubs, and chartreuse topwaters in 8 to 18 feet. Channel and blue cats are good on cut bait and stink bait.
All right, our final regulated hunting seasons will close the end of this month, August 31. That's the South Zone for javelina season. And the other open counties for squirrel, the neat thing is,
yes,
September 1, they reopen.
There you go.
It's our year-round hunting.
August 15th, new licenses, right?
New license will be on sale. And real quick, want to give a shout-out to some other folks that helped me on this trip. Brazos Walking Sticks. Most of you know that I had a right knee replacement.
Yeah, I saw you coming in with this thing. Okay, tell me the story.
8 years.
Yeah.
Tell you what, really glad I had the walking stick just in case there was fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And 8 weeks post-surgery, there was a little fatigue.
Yeah.
Folks at Brazos Walking Sticks, BrazosSticks.com is the website. They're in Waco, Texas.
Okay.
And really, really great job.
It's good looking. And it's got your name on it.
It has my name on it. Yeah. That's right. Where you been, on or off the road while I was gone?
On, but towing, if I wanted to. And that's the really, really knocked out 2019 Ford Expedition. Had their platinum version 4x4. Could go off, certainly, if I wanted to. But it's got, 9,300 pounds of towing on it because it had their big tow package with it. Beautiful vehicle, three-row SUV. Their super-performing 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 engine mated to a 10-speed transmission, which gives you just a tremendous amount of capability. Easy fill, capless filler. I like that. Just open her up and stick it in. Grill is a silver lining mesh, really gorgeous. Auto LED headlamps, hands-free lift gate, panoramic vista sunroofs, roof rack side rails, running boards are power deployable, LED tail lamps, trailer sway control. Their tow package is wonderful on these Fords anyway. Outside, beautiful 22-inch polished aluminum wheels. Again, the heavy-duty trailer tow package. Inside, absolutely beautiful three-row seating, captain's chairs in the middle, easy to get in and out, these tip-and-slide seats, their big connectivity package, powerful folding third-row seat, lots of room in this puppy. 360-degree camera, which is amazing, auto start and stop technology, Bang & Olufsen sound system with 12 speakers, just really a whopper, enhanced active park assist, advanced active noise control, the remote start system I mentioned, reverse sensing system, voice-activated navigation. Their advanced security package has just got the works, including a perimeter alarm. This thing, again, is the top of their shopping list, so it was loaded to the gills, which is right at $78,000, but you got a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on this thing. Mileage, 17 city, 22 highway, and also, as far as the government ratings, overall vehicle score, frontal crash, side crash, the works, 5 stars. It is a beauty. Check it out. The 2019 Ford Expedition. This one was the Platinum 4x4.
When we come back from this break, we're going to be visiting with Murray Choate, Slow Glow LED Hunting Lights. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and we welcome back to the program a good friend, and as we said at the top of the program, one of these really smart guys that just keeps inventing, coming up with great products, Murray Choate, Slow Glow LED Hunting Lights. Murray, welcome back to the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing really good, Bill. Harold?
Yes, sir. Glad to have you here. By the way, a friend of ours, but enemy of all things swine.
Right.
Pigs don't like you, Murray.
Right. They're getting a little aggravated.
give just a quick update on Slow Glow, because it is such a unique product, so versatile. And before we get into your latest and greatest innovation to the product line, but we met a few years ago at a hunting show and saw the demonstration and have had the opportunity to hunt over your light several times successfully. Give us a little more background.
Okay. Well, I'm a hog hunter pretty well all my life, and there was nothing on the market that I could buy that would really do what I wanted. The problem with hog hunting is that, you know, you do need a lot of light. But unfortunately, out in the woods, you don't have a spot to plug a power cord into, so you're always dependent on battery power. So if you just light up an area brightly all at once, you know, the hogs will, you know, be leery and not come in real good. Plus, it takes too much battery power. So what I thought of was an idea of a motion trip circuit that when the hogs come in, the light would start getting brighter over a long period of time, like over a two-minute period. And they're just not smart enough to see the change in the lighting. So that's why we're called Slow Glow. We've been in business for 5 years now, and they have really, really started putting a lot of lights out in the market. I think at the last count, we've got about 4,000 out there now. So our lights do come both red and green. I know hunters have different preferences. I'm an old timer. I still like red lights, but seems like the new generation seems to think green is the best.
Murray, let me interrupt quick. Do the pigs care? Sure. The red or green, do they care?
We found that if they come on real slow, they really don't.
Okay.
You know, like I say, hunters have preference, but really, we think they see both light patterns. But as long as it's increased slowly, they really don't care.
And to change from red to green, what do we do?
Our lights are real simple. We used to sell two different lights, but we decided to build both red and green into the same package. So right now, all you do, over the last few years, we've said to reverse the polarity on the battery, and that changes colors. Well, we've got a new power barrel that just allows you to plug into a red socket or a green socket coming straight out of the battery. So it's really, really simple to switch colors. All the electronics work exactly the same with the Slow Glow illumination technology, plus motion detection and, you know, remote control as well.
All right, go ahead with your description of the product, because you've got different you've got lenses that are reversible that give you different focal points, right?
Correct. I mean, we cater to both the gun hunter and the bow hunter by allowing the lens to just be flipped over. One side, it's a convex lens, and it's got, you know, about a 60-degree beam pattern. So it focuses a light, kind of like a floodlight. You would use, like, down a sundial. You want to put all of your light kind of in one area. But if you want to spread your light way out, you flip the lens over, and it's a 120-degree flat lens on that side. So, say, around a feeder, you could set your light, 30 feet away from the feeder. And so it will project from left to right, you know, about 70, 80 yards from side to side. So it really gives you a brightly lit area in whatever focal, you know, cone angle that you actually want.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, with that introduction, that's kind of taken us to the mid portion of the program, and we need to take a break. So if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as there's more to the story, plus new innovations from the folks at Slow Glow Hunting Light, and we'll bring that to you right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Ryan Harper, and I farm in West Texas. I'm the fourth generation farmer. Well, when you farm in West Texas, you take a lot of risk. It takes a lot of capital to get through 1 year. It's a little dry. We have some limited irrigation. It's very tough. There's definitely challenging years. And Capital Farm Credit had a young farmer program that allowed me to get funding and grow my business. They gave me a young man an opportunity. Together, we are better.
Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at rocksoroffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with Murray Choate, Slow Glow Hunting Lights. Their website, pretty simple, slowglow.com. And listen to that Rocksor ad. We had the opportunity to ring those products out with Murray on a hog hunt earlier this year. Murray, from the original concept of the Slow Glow Hunting Light, you've been talking, kicking around infrared. Well, let me just ask you, what's the latest and greatest that you've come up with?
Well, I tell you, Bill, we have just introduced the new infrared version of Slow Glow. And what it does is it basically, everybody that uses infrared knows that you have an illuminator that you have on your weapon, which, you know, I mean, there's some really powerful ones that will light things up, you know, a couple hundred yards away. But unfortunately, with the illuminator mounted to the weapon, you always make grass and trees and bugs and anything between you and the target. And so we had a lot of hunters asking if we had an infrared version. And the concept is, of course, to put the illuminator away from you. Say 100 yards away at a feeder area, you sit back in the total darkness and you let the illuminator light up a really big area, you know, downrange from you. And so that's what we've done. We've got a 850 nanometer chip built into our LED assembly, and it works exactly the same as a slow glow. It sees motion. It goes up to about 60% of the intensity, or you can trigger it with the remote control and go up to 100%. And it literally lights up an area like a football field. It is amazing. You don't have any of the blooming that you typically have with a weapon-mounted illuminator.
Yeah, Murray, I'm sorry, do you need to wear special glasses or something?
Well, yeah, any kind of infrared illuminator requires, you know, special infrared optics.
Okay.
And, you know, generally that is built into the scopes, you know, that that you buy. And, you know, unlike thermal, you know, infrared's fairly reasonable. You can usually buy, you know, for $500, get into a real cheap or inexpensive infrared setup.
Okay.
But this illuminator is just a game changer for predator hunting, hog hunting, and so forth. We took out the delay. You know, typically a slow glow on the visible light spectrum takes about 2 minutes to reach the intensity. Well, with infrared, you don't need that because the animals cannot see the light. So immediately they walk into the motion range and it will go up to 60%, or the remote control take it to 100 immediately. The infrared also has what we call the training mode, and it's real efficient, like a 5% of the intensity. That's so that all night long, it'll have 5% of the infrared light out there, so you can just glass the area with an infrared scope and be able to see without depending on that illuminator from your gun.
Mm, wow. Well, I'm looking at slowglow.com, and on y'all's website, you've got the Slow Glow RMT Hunting Light, which I guess is the original red and green. You've got the Stealth Box package. You've got the Slow Glow Infrared model, and then the all-in-one package. This weekend, we are in Houston at the Texas Hunters Extravaganza. Next weekend in Fort Worth, and the following weekend, we wrap things up at the Hunters Extravaganza in San Antonio. And Slow Glow, you all have a booth at all three shows, right?
Oh, yeah, we are excited about that. Always love the Hunter Extravaganzas and get to meet a lot of people. And then our users, you know, they come up and say, hey, I bought your product 5 years ago, and it is still in the field and it's still working fine. So unfortunately for us, we don't sell more lights to them because they're still working. But, you know, we love those shows.
Yeah, Murray, tell the audience how easy it is to install these, because you get the package and you have to then do it yourself, but some suggestions, not only how you do it, but where you set it up.
Yeah. Okay, well, generally, you know, ours is a horizontal-based light, so it is not just a feeder light that connects to the bottom of a feeder with magnets. This projects a real wide horizontal beam and lit area. The all-in-one package is a Texas-made tactical case that everything comes in, including the battery. You simply put your T-post in at a strategic point and follow the directions on the Stealth Box. It takes about 3 minutes to put together. All of the hardware is included. It comes, you know, with the solar panel, 5-watt solar panel, armored cable to get the keep the critters out. And it just makes for a really easy setup with a full articulating head. So you can point it any direction that you want, and really a all-in-one type of package. And then, of course, we do have just the light assembly in case there's anybody that, you know, wants to use a tripod. There's a lot of different ways that you can mount our light. So we start at the bare bones of the light, and then kind of go up from there all the way up to the all-in-one package.
Well, it's interesting because when I picked mine up from you, I got to the ranch, and I went, oh, cool, it comes in this really cool case, and then I opened it up and said, oh, no, it uses the really cool case. So exactly. you assemble from that, and that's what you use, which is great. Also, you talked about, like, some pig hunters and people, bow hunters and stuff, and creeping up. I mean, you guys have had so much experience now. If you're fairly stealthy and you're walking, how close can you come up on a pig that's feeding under your light?
Oh, it is amazing how close. I mean, you're talking about 6 to 10 feet easily. But, you know, as long as you set up your light to, you know, where you're taking the wind into account, you sneak up from behind the light. It is so light that they can look straight at you and not see you from 6 feet away. It is just amazing. And you're talking about an adrenaline rush as well.
Yeah, really?
You know, I mean, you don't have to be a handgun or a crossbow or an archery hunter to enjoy the adrenaline rush when you get that close. I took my wife up and got within 6 foot of a big group of hogs, and she was scared to death, but afterwards she gave me a high five, said, oh my God, what was that feeling? Hair on the back of my neck raising it.
Right.
But it is a thrill to get that close. And like I said, you can't let them smell you and you can't let them hear you.
Yeah.
But behind the light, you get incredibly close.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago when we hunted together the first time, I think there was a group of, 4 or 5 of us, and your son Clint made a move. We came up, and a group very quietly moved within probably 10, 15 feet of a sounder of hogs underneath a feeder.
Right.
And Clint was able to get a shot. Then this year, this spring, we had some thermal imaging from Cliff Cheadle at Third Coast Thermal.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I think it was kind of neat, the best of both worlds. Slow glow provided the light at the feeder, and we were using normal optics.
Right.
And plenty of light for normal optics. Then you combine it with, if you happen to go the route of thermal, gives you a different dimension for pigs that may come in or hang up, you know. You've got a tool, Murray, that is just absolutely phenomenal. And like you say, it's versatile. Take it a step further on the setup, because you kind of coined a phrase talking about putting this light, the slow glow light, on a T-post at water, getting the wind in your favor, sprinkle a little bit around the edge, but then a whole lot of your corn goes in the water. And what do you say those pigs are doing when they're going after that corn in the water?
Well, we call it snorkeling. It's really amazing. Those hogs will get in chest deep in water, and they put their head underwater and take a big bite of mud, which has the corn in it.
Right.
And then they blow bubbles underwater, and it blows the mud out of their mouth, but it leaves the corn. So after they blow underwater, they pull their head above water, and you see them chewing the corn. And finally, when they swallow, they go underneath again. And, you know, it is amazing to be able to get that close and to hear this. It's a sound you'll never forget and makes for an exciting hunt.
Well, you know, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb took a pig over a slow glow last year.
Yeah.
And I guess from that elevated tower, what was better than 100 yards? Then I made a move with pistols. We've had Clint go after with bows. The folks from Roxor go after bows. I mean, just a phenomenal. What is next for you? I mean, is there anything that you can kind of give us a hint? Because you just keep thinking about hogs and lights and ways to go after them, Murray. You're an amazing guy.
Well, it's an amazing business. We love hunting hogs. And the nice part about hunting hogs is that you do it year-round, and you do it at night when it's not as hot. And yeah, we've got a lot of different irons in the fire, different things that we would like to do, and that we've got, you know, in the design phase. So you never know. You know, next year at about this time, we may be introducing a totally new product. We're always, thinking about, iPhones and Wi-Fi and watching real-time video on your phone as you actually stalk in. So, yeah, stay tuned, because we've got big things planned for Slow Glow.
Well, also know in the proper situation right quick, too, with this setup, it'll help you harvest some of those damn raccoons, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody knows about the raccoons. And you know, this light at night, it just opens up a new world for cleaning up the place with the coons and the hogs and the other things that really don't need to be there. That's when you're putting all the thousands of dollars into protein and corn, right, year round.
Right, right. Well, listen, we are out of time, folks. This weekend in Houston at the Texas Hunters Extravaganza, next weekend in Fort Worth, and then San Antonio. Stop by Slow Glow Hunting Lights booth. If you should not see them there, go to their website, slowglow.com. Or Murray, is there a phone number they can call you at?
Their website gives the phone number.
Okay.
It's the best one to actually call at.
All right.
And, that Pam generally is the one that'll answer the phone. But you can reach her. Our area code is 512-828-6862.
Outstanding.
And yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you being a guest on today's show, and we'll see you at the Hunters Extravaganza. Our guest, Murray Choate from Slow Glow Hunting Lights.
Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Some people spend the summer hiding from the heat, but not you. You spend your summers outside, exploring all of life's adventures, and there's only one way to make sure your summer lives up to that. Experience it in a Jeep SUV during the Summer of Jeep. Whether you're exploring your city in a Jeep Wrangler, the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the Year, or scaling summits in a Jeep Cherokee with best-in-class 4x4 capability, maybe you'll spend summer finding the perfect view in a Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or maybe you'll take an impromptu beach trip in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. For great deals on the best-selling SUV brand, visit your dealer during the Summer of Jeep. Based on Jeep Cherokee offering 2-speed power transfer unit, PTU, with rear locking axle, low range 4x4 capability, exclusive Jeep Select Terrain with 5 settings, auto snow, sand, mud, rock, sport, Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards in its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on total 2018 SUV sales and awards light vehicle segment, Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Yeah, take a deep breath and do it, because there's a lot of them. Okay, August 6th, East Texas Chapter National Mile Turkey Federation fundraiser in Longview. Go to nwtf.org. August 8th, again, Fayette County Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet LaGrange. Go to ducks.org. August 9th, Harris County Wildlife Group Chapter Wild Turkey Federation fundraising banquet in Houston. Again, nwtf.org. August 9th, Lake Somerville Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Somerville. Ducks.org. August 9th, Stephenville Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraiser, Stephenville. Ducks.org. August 9th, 11th, Hunters Extravaganza at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth. Go to huntersextravaganza.com. Grapevine.com. August 10, North Texas chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Grapevine, rmef.org. That helps the East Texas chapter Wild Turkey Federation in Jasper, nwtf.org. August 10, Wise County chapter Ducks Unlimited in Decatur, ducks.org. We'll be back right after this.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
So you got a list of websites for us?
Yeah.
Slowgo.com. What all else?
Sure. NoNacho.com, BrazosSticks.com. Tell you what, good bunch of people that we work with here at Texas Outdoor News.
And go to TexasOutdoorNews.com. Okay, there's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. We archive all of our shows there, too. Just click on Listen to the Show. Also, you can like us on Facebook, and you can catch all the shows on YouTube. We're everywhere, okay? Check it out. Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. We want you to be safe out there, friends, so you can come back next week. Same time, same station. For more of Texas Outdoor News.